Minto. Local residents are worried about the possibility of increased traffic at a proposed 39-unit residential development along Derby Street in Palmerston. Earlier this week, Minto Council held a public meeting for the draft plan proposal by Galaxy Homes, which includes a new road connection and land for a possible future park, just at Derby Street and Prospect Street. The developer is seeking approval from Minto Council of its draft plan of subdivision and the zoning bylaw amendment. No decision was made on Tuesday. The zoning amendment is required in order to facilitate the proposed revisions to the draft plan and permit the proposed development of the subject lands. In 2017, the draft plan was approved, which proposed 27 single detached residential lots and a stormwater management block. Now, Galaxy Homes wants to build 23 single detached units, 16 semi-detached homes, stormwater management and parkland after finding additional space at Derby Street to use. Six local residents expressed their concerns with increased traffic and the addition of a one-way street connection to Derby Street during the public meeting on Tuesday. "My concern is that a one-way street does little to nothing to make Prospect Street safer. Most cars will drive into the subdivision after work between 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. A one-way road out will not reduce traffic at this time or make the road safer for children who live and play on Prospect Street," said Jennifer Frayne, a local Palmerston resident, during the meeting. Her husband, Paul Frayne, expressed that growth should enhance the community and not degrade what already exists, noting that his main concern is the lack of a two-way street coming from new development to Toronto Street. Adam Sinclair echoed their sentiments, explaining all of his neighbors enjoy the space and the aesthetic of their neighborhood and they do not want to sever a lot off of their properties just to build additional housing. "My biggest things are streetlights, sidewalks coming down at the front of our house to bring up to the crosswalk for the kids, sidewalks beside our properties," said Sinclair. "When I bought this property, I was told that it was just for municipal use such as water or sewer, telecommunications, but never a street. I get the development part of it, I understand, but I don't feel a street going beside our house or going behind our properties as the safest or the most practical." Council also wondered about the size and placement of the sidewalks and roads, pointing out the frustrations the neighborhood is feeling. "It's a hard call to make because all of a sudden these neighbors have nice big lots and that was the flavor of the town and it's changing dramatically. I understand where they're coming from, but I also understand that the county's plan is intensification," said Cown. Jean Anderson during the meeting. Mayor George Bridge reiterated to council that they have had talks at the town level with regards to putting in fillings or other things in the town that weren't there before. "Understand, if we're going to get the housing we need to get workers, we need to allow all kinds of housing. I know it's hard because we need housing diversity and density and not everyone wants change to happen, but it needs to," said Bridge.